Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. It's the Chuck and Julie Show. Yes, Julie has decided to do the entire transition. Got it done down in Trinidad and has come back handsome as ever. No. This is the other guy, the getaway driver, fighting Ben Nicholas. He's been next door, across the fairway neighbor, and part of our team that's fighting to take back the state and the party. So we're going to have a great show brought to you by Dr. Julie McCallum and Americans Citizen Press, a great site to go to. A lot of people are publishing in it, and it's really a wonderful thing to go through, too. Ben, introduce yourself and tell everybody about yourself.
You bet. I am the other guy. I'm the getaway driver car. Or driving the car, and I'm supposed to touch you a lot like that.
Oh, yeah,
because I know Julie would approve. That's what she does all the time.
Right.
So
kind of shut me out.
Well, yeah, this thing that we're doing, crossing the state, is important because we're trying to return the ownership of our party back to its registered Republicans. So last night we were in Pueblo, Colorado. And the chairman down there invited us down to speak to a group. There was about 60 or 70 people. We missed you.
We missed me. We had to take care of things here. Julie is back in Illinois. Her younger sister died of a rare blood disorder, so she had to do that. So
our condolences.
Yeah. You know, and so Rev is now just left in my hands, which will be, feel a little sorry for the little fellow, but that's the way it goes. That's just the way it goes.
Yes, he'll be spoiled by the time she gets back. Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is that back about, well, how many years ago was it, Ben?
Of the
Ken Theory decided he would fund.
Oh, yeah, 4 years ago, 2016.
2016. They decided that, you know, Republicans shouldn't be able to nominate their own candidates. We should have the unaffiliateds in there to help do that. And it's been an unmitigated disaster, just as Ken Theory and the Democrats figured it would be.
Right. But our leadership didn't.
Our leadership
completely
did.
Clueless on how much of a disaster that would be.
And we don't have the graph for you, but you can see that the registration of the Republican Party has just been plummeting. Why be a Republican? And of course, the Republican Party only has the Republican Party as this organizational tool. The Democrats have all these other groups that get together, like the SEIU and the Teachers Union and Ted Trimpa. They all they void the party structure altogether and successfully doing that. But the Republicans have no such alternative method. So they figured, hey, if we destroy their party, we can take even more. And so now they made it. Court rulings are clear. You cannot force a party to have people in it that are voting in it that don't register for your party. So they trickily, wickily, as those rascally Democrats do, said, oh, you can change it anytime you like, as long as you have 70% of your central...
75%
of... Oh, sorry, 75% of the State Central Committee, which is an organization of about 520 right now. But it can't just be... 75% of people voting, that's nearly all of the people in the committee. So if somebody is absent or can't be there for some reason, that counts as a no vote. So what they did, and you have to keep on doing it every 2 years. So they've made it almost impossible for the Republicans to nominate their own candidates. The party leadership, that was great. Yeah. We don't want those pesky Republican voters deciding who we should have. And it's been, the party registration has plummeted, absolutely plummeted. And of course, how we're doing in elections is terrible. Now, that's a large part due to ballot harvesting and sending out ballots to everyone, every address, where they can just pick them up in the garbage and mail them in. So we're going around the state. We're going to get that 75%. And it's amazing. We've been to Gilpin County. I used to be the senior advisor for Central City. We'd be at war with all the Blackhawk people all the time. It was just kind of like Hatfields and McCoys. So I look forward to going up there, see some of my old adversaries. And Webb Sill was the head of the party. And Webb's a great guy. And we used to fight tooth and nail. It's amazing. I don't know if any of you have had kind of huge ideological opponents 20 years ago. Now they just seem like old friends. Oh, yes, Webb. Hey, Chuck. Chuck, how you doing, you bastard? And so it was great to go out there. You were just down in Mesa. Tell us about a little bit about Mesa. Not Mesa, in Pueblo.
That's right. We have the chairman down there. His name is Todd Rogers.
Todd Rogers.
And Todd invited us down to make our presentation or our case in front of the members there. They held this at a unique small little
restaurant, bowling alley /
That's right. It's kind of a family-oriented amusement park type thing.
Wow.
And it was really, really cool. Hmm. The gentleman down there that runs that is always in conflict with the county health department down there. He's really fighting his a major battle down there. So his name is Jeremy Carter, great guy. I think he has a future in politics. I spoke to him at length this morning, and we had a much better conversation just on that than the short time I had to visit with him while I was there.
Right.
But he is truly a patriot, and he is fighting a good fight down there. So if you ever go down that I-25 corridor, I would recommend that you take a right and go out.
Bring your bowling shoes.
And your ball, because he's got a little putt-putt course out there, and he's got other.
Bring your golf clubs. Adams County, we do
it. Five out there, but it's close, yeah.
Well, luckily for us in Adams County, we have it at an old mafia headquarters. So you cannot find it. You cannot find it for Adams County. You can, but you have to try. I mean, we don't worry about protesters because they'll never make it. But that's just the people kind enough to give us the space. And I think we're moving back to an auto dealership. But I like the idea of having a bowling alley or driving range or something. Topgolf. We ought to meet at Topgolf. That's what we ought to do.
They have a lot of interesting people down there. I mean, you have a group of young people. I met a little lady, just a little firecracker. Her name is Christy. And she
Republican women are all Christy these days.
They are just aggressive down there. They're becoming more and more aggressive. Pueblo is one of those counties in the state that did vote for Trump, and it used to be known as a Democratic stronghold.
Union, used to be.
Yeah. See, Anil's joined us. So
Anil, it's hello from Anil. If you guys haven't met Anil, in fact, bring yourself up, Anil. Bring yourself on the screen.
I think he's on the phone or something.
No, he's right there, Anil Mathai. Go ahead, hit that thing that lets you come on.
Yeah, open that microphone
up.
I think he might be calling in, but I'm not sure. But
well, he wouldn't show up there. But anyway, if you haven't met Anil, you need to meet Anil. He is an incredible patriot, former Adams County chair, and he is some kind of speaker. Some kind of good sometimes, some kind of scary other times.
The two of us have ridden with him to numerous events here, and it takes both of us to kind of wrestle him to the ground.
I grab him by the shoulders and give him the
front row.
He gets so animated, and it's just great. I mean, it's wonderful he gets that.
He's one of those people that we have the chuck hand that comes up to him. You know, tells him, you kind of take deep breaths now and back away.
He didn't believe in the podium, so he just walks right up there. And you can see it's because we're right behind all these people. Is he going to hit me? Oh, my God, what's this man doing? But he apparently had the best of Anil going down in Pueblo to a standing, roaring
applause. They did. They, in fact, gave him a standing ovation. when he finished his speaking.
Now, you must understand, O'Neill's speech are not, he's not reading from a script. In fact, we don't know where he's going. We know he's going to say he's from Philadelphia in 18, you know, we know certain ones, but what exactly he'll say, he doesn't know and we don't know. So somebody apparently taped this one, so maybe we can kind of write it down and say, this is the good stuff here, and some of these other ones, you're scaring everybody.
What about a lot of terms like communist?
Yeah.
Slung around there.
That's true, though.
It is true. You know, so we have a good time whenever we do this. Matter of fact, this evening, he and I will be going to the Elbert County executive meeting. We'll be speaking down there.
And Peg Cage and I are heading down to the slosh pits of Denver.
Yeah, belly of the beast.
The belly of the beast. So we're going to – now, that's usually establishment territory. That's where the establishment people like to hang out. But who knows? They got a brand new chair. It looks like he's pretty exciting. And so we're going to enjoy that.
I would take, you know, Peg's car down there, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's safer to have her tire slashed than yours.
That's a good point. I think. The other thing about when Anil and Ben and I go someplace, I've been designated not because I want to be, but just because they tricked me into it. But because you go in the room, you never know what the reception is going to be. So I'm the first one in. So if anybody has to suffer getting hit by a brick, it's me. Ben is next, and Anil waits in the hallway.
That's what we did in El Paso County. We thought we'd just yell sacrifice and send him in and see if it.
So I just went to the front of the room and just kind of.
Yes, he did.
Commend us though.
Yeah.
But we're going around. Anil, do you want to join us somehow? Can Anil join us?
I'm not sure if he. Well, hopefully he can. But he could give you a blow-by-blow analysis of what went down yesterday. It was all good. We didn't have one person in Pueblo County object to what we were trying to do.
We've never gotten one person object. We've been to a half dozen counties, and we're going to take our first official road trip to Mesa County, and we're going to have a whole caravan there. Peg's going up, you, me, Anil, and it'll be an overnighter.
We're actually going to try and hit a couple of counties on the way and hit that corridor of I-70 going west.
Yeah, yeah.
So Eagle County. Eagle County's there, Garfield County, and hopefully in Garfield County.
Pitkin County. We got to get to Aspen, my home where I used to live.
Yeah.
Get to not too many Republicans there, but it'd be fun to
We want to stop at Laura Borbert's restaurant and have breakfast.
And Rifle. Yeah, and Rifle, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So, be good. Yeah, just set the world on fire and then leave, right?
And that's why you've got the getaway car.
That's right. Yeah.
But we just convinced people we have to have a Republican primary where, and all you have to do is simply go on your, if you're unaffiliated or even if you're a Democrat, all you have to do is go on the secretary's site, change your affiliation to Republican, and you can vote away at the Republican primary. But it's what has happened is the Democrats have so much money and they're just floating in dough. And the reason part they're floating in dough is because Democrats run the government as a piggy bank. They just, you know, that's what this latest $1.9 trillion is. That's what the governor does. It's all money to Planned Parenthood, to teach your kids sex education, or whatever else sick things they want to do. They have all the money in the world. So they decided to heck with, you know, because Republicans are electing really great leaders like
Think Hard.
Patrick Neville is a great one. Dave Williams and some of the others.
Yeah, but they ousted him as the leader.
Well, that's because of the Democrats. The Democrats contributed almost $3 million in different ways. It's very hard to track.
Yeah, we're not talking about Liz Cheney as being a great leader, are we? Because, I mean, she got the axe, I think, this morning.
Wasn't
she?
That great? And I was watching, as I always do, CNN, and they were running this as the funeral of Abe Lincoln. I mean, they were just for every penny. Oh, this wonderful Liz Cheney. You know, a couple months ago, they hated Liz Cheney, but now she's so wonderful.
Can we have a moment of silence for her? Okay, that's enough. Yeah.
But okay. Ken Buck decided to give her some time last night to be able to talk. And it was great because all the Republicans just left. They said, I like the direction of the gentleman from Wyoming, Liz, Cheney. And all the Republicans got up and left. And we've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Deal with that. Ken helping us out again, as he always does. So that was.
I'm not sure if that really speaks well, you know, I mean, about what went down there as far as Ken Buck giving her additional time there. Because I think it was just, respectful to say, listen, we had the vote and we've decided to go in a different direction there. We wish
no,
you well.
No, listen, this is a debate on, it was supposed to be a debate on A. I forget what A is. And so he decided, and he was in charge of giving up the Republican time for that debate topic. But instead, he recognized her to trash Trump. You know, okay, forget about, you know, fair elections or whoever was supposed to be talking about. Let's have Liz trash Trump. Yeah, all right. 20 minutes of Liz trashing Trump. Carried live by CNN. But they were pretty smart today in the meeting. They just simply had a voice vote. They all went in. Liz had something to mark, which apparently were booed. And then they, Liz, what was it? Who hates Lynn Cheney? Yay! Who likes Lynn Cheney? All right, the haters, you know, it's gone, and she's no longer the number three. And if Trump endorses anybody, I think, in the Republican primary, which he will, Liz will no longer be there, but she can get a job at MSNBC or maybe the Lincoln Project. She can.
Well, there you go.
You know, I mean, a lot of, it'd be nice. They got a lot of pedophiles in that group, so
CNN will probably have some openings. I mean,
oh yeah, absolutely. Anna Navarro better watch it. Anna Navarro could lose her possession to Lynn Cheney.
I know that they have ratings. What are they in the double digits now?
Well, they're down 50%. CNN is really, they're trying to figure out a new. I mean, smashing Trump was fun, but backing up Crazy Joe? I mean, no, that's no fun. That's not interesting to say he's doing a great job on the border, great job with gasoline.
Yeah, peace prices. Is coming back to the Middle East.
Middle East, yes. Right? Yeah, oh yeah. Well, it's more back to normal, I guess, is what it is.
What are we, back to 150 rockets or more than that now that's coming into the Tel Aviv area?
Yeah. Just it's part of a friendly exchange, a friendly exchange of rockets and the Israelis always have incredible intelligence because it's run by the Mossad. So when they, what the Israelis do, what the Palestinians do is they set up these kind of rickety rockets and just fire them toward some city, just anywhere.
Bottle rockets.
Yeah. And the Israelis, however, know where all their commanders live, where all their top people, intelligence people live and so forth. So they just go, oh, great, we'll just kill all you guys. And boom, 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 boom. It's a little discouraging.
I bet at this time we probably should say if you want to join us on Zoom, you can. Just the meeting number is 209-576-423. I watched Julie do this multiple times, so I know that that's probably what she wants us to do here.
Yeah.
And even though we may have a shaky picture going on here.
Or if you want to call us, give us a call, 888-710-8061. That's
right.
888-710-8061. But this jihad that we're going on to get to 75%, the meeting will be sometime between August 1st and August 15th
August
and October 15th. 1st.
That's right.
And we had an effort was made a couple of years back where Fighting Ben and George, the A-man, went down and debated Dick Wadhams. And who else do they have?
Oh, the Secretary of State, Wayne Williams. They were pushing this very hard in that we needed to have the open primary so everybody could vote. Mm-hmm. The establishment at that time, which was Jeff Hayes, he was in full support of that. Many of our elected officials, that Republican leadership throughout the state was all in favor of that. But I think this is 4 years now into this, and we've had two votes. I should say just one vote, essentially, that was held, and it was really not up to our bylaw standards that we attempted. I had to force them into that, and that was 2 years ago at the not the organizational meeting, but the fall meeting right after that. they didn't even have it on the agenda, and it had to be on the agenda because it's required every 2 years now that we do this. So what we're trying to do is get everybody on board as far as the SEC members to realize that this is
the ones who have to vote. That's
right.
520 people
and
have to vote.
Both you and I are SEC members.
Yes, in addition to being, I'm also an executive.
Yeah.
And you head up the IEC, Independent Expenditure Committee, here in Adams County.
In Adams County, that's right. So this is critical that we get this message out, get people on board, and when we go to that meeting, that fall meeting, that we vote and opt out. We close our primaries to only register Republicans, and that we start returning this party to its rightful owners. And that's
well, the reason why we have to do it is because there won't be a Republican Party in 4 years.
That's
They're
right.
pouring so much money into Republican primaries and getting unaffiliated to vote.
Well, you talk about Catherine Murdoch.
Yeah, Catherine Murdoch.
Let them know what she did and intending to do.
Yeah, Catherine Murdoch contributed $3 million, $10 million nationally through a group called Unite Colorado, which Morgan Carroll, the former head of the Democratic Party, runs because it's bipartisan, you see. And they just poured money in Weld County as well as Jefferson County and got moderates elected. But the worst thing about moderates is then they got a leadership and they threw Patrick Neville out and they got Hugh McCain. And he's just a disaster. Everything that the Democrats want, they get. He often joins them. This budget is an abomination. He's going to sign on for it. And so Catherine Murdoch will eventually, there'll be two parties. There'll be Democratic Party and the Democratic Light Party. That's all there'll be. I mean, you know, if you're a Republican, you might as well just get out of town. And so unless
you're like us, and then you fight like hell.
Yeah.
You come back and you say, no, we're not going to allow that to take place. We're going to close this. And if we do so, that's going to kill the Catherine Murdochs, because
right.
they won't be able to support people that are not really true.
Well, they can, but it's a much bigger bar, because all of a sudden people will know. It will no longer be one of those where you can just pour all the money into mailers and so forth, and no one won't know who these people are. And so if you want a Republican Party, if you don't, well, I guess, you know, keep it open. But the leadership of the Republican Party has for years been the best friend of the Democrats ever. They just do, oh, the Democrats want us to have an open primary. Sure, we should do that. Oh, we've rigged the voting so that by ballot harvesting and other means we can't lose. Let's call that the gold standard. That's what Ken Buck said. We call it the gold standard. He held a meeting. This just blew my mind. For all you Republicans, you come on to the Zoom meeting, and you had a couple county clerks there from Republican counties. Now, Republican county clerks don't cheat. That's maybe the problem. They don't cheat at all. All the cheatings go in Denver and Boulder. The huge numbers of ballot harvest and everything else, they don't have to bother with some rural county. So Ken came on, assured us as the gold standard, and we in Colorado were all sitting. Now, that's a Republican chair. He's just a surrender caucus, surrender monkey. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And so right now, the chair, Christy Burton Brown, is, I guess, on the fence on this proposition. We hope we can convince her to get off the fence.
Well, that'd be your job. You're on the SEC, so.
Oh, I know, but I'm always objecting to things. And, you know, I'm the PECS bad boy of the executive committee. I put together this little coalition, right? And then it was no different than the Pueblo meeting, where all of a sudden I walk in and look around.
Not Pueblo. It was El Paso.
Yeah. You're right, El Paso.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I'm the one. Let's see, we got from Mark indicating that don't let the door hit Liz in the ass on the way out. That's a big target. I think at least Stefanik could be awesome as her replacement. I mean, she has totally changed. I remember she was kind of a, you know, left of center Republican moderate that was endorsing very moderate people in North Carolina primaries. But she's joined the Trump train, and I think it's a you know, a good replacement, because she's not going to lease every time the Republicans try to emphasize what's happening on the border or something else.
Yeah, McCarthy is next, according to Shar, I believe it is.
Yeah, sure.
I think that she's right. You know, McCarthy, just recently there was Tucker Carlson did a expose or just a report on Frank Luntz.
Frankie.
And his relationship with McCarthy. Apparently, they share a home, or McCarthy is renting a space or sharing the home that Luntz lives in.
He has an enormous 7,000 square foot penthouse apartment or condominium in Washington. It's got 10 room bedrooms. That's a lot of bedrooms for 7,000 square feet. But at any rate, for $1,500, he leases out the thing. And Frank Luntz is just a liberal Democrat.
That's right.
And you always, you know, he's always saying we.
I've always questioned about how he does his polling, because, you know, when you do a poll, there's something's called a push poll. And that's where you set your questions in such a way that you know the response that you're going to get. And then you limit the number of participants, you know, from Democrats to Republicans. So you may weigh it heavier to Democrats. And then there are Republicans. And so when you get that report back, it's exactly what they pay you to get.
Well, Frank Luntz has done one better. He invented, or specialized in invent, but specialized focus groups. So, you know, to get a hold of a poll, it costs time, money, everything else. He just gets 12 people, and then he reports back from this focus group that he has been talking to, which costs him virtually nothing, that they really like illegal immigration. They want more illegal immigration, and they want some good old common sense gun control, just old-fashioned American gun control.
Everything he says,
the focus group told me this, focus group told me that, and then Brett Baer or Neil Cavuto, goes, wow, that's great. Republicans are becoming a big tent party where they can
Republicans are for gun control. It's where you use both hands on the grip, so you can accurately shoot. But yeah, this is McCarthy, you know, getting back to him. That is kind of a serious problem. You have a California Republican, and he's now hopefully one day, or maybe not, that he might be the Speaker of the House if we can ever get control back. We need, what, 5 seats to do that?
Yes.
And then we can have the control of the House back. So this is important that we understand who's in control and who is truly a conservative or Republican rather than somebody who's claiming to be, and then their actions speak loudly that they're not. This is a serious problem.
Well, Mark, as in kid, how many already running for governor of Colorado? Greg Lopez was talking today about his campaign in 2022 on the radio. Does the Republican Party even know the election is coming? No, not really. You know, I like Greg. He's a great guy and a conservative. When they had the red flag bill that George Brockley was posting,
there's a guy that went down in flames for supporting that.
Yeah. And Silverman was trying to get people to say, oh, yeah, we love this. And Greg Lopez went, no, I'm not for this at all. So you really got to respect him. But he's, you know, you have to be able to self-fund the campaign to have any chance against Polis. And not just a little bit. I mean, tens of millions.
Yeah, Polis spent $23 million.
Yeah, and he'll spend $30 this time. So Greg would be great, but his odds on winning are almost zero. There's also Danielle, and I'll mispronounce her name because everybody does, Neusinger.
We met her at Gilpin.
Yeah, Gilpin. I really liked her. She was wonderful and so forth. But she's 33 years old and has even less money than Greg has.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all the good ideas. I love Peter Boyles when he goes on saying, you know, we got to get a moderate. Who today was wonderfully saying it's got to be somebody who fights like Mike Tyson did against Holmes, but appeals to the middle. And you go, oh, I see. Yeah, a killer moderate. Yeah, that's it. That'll do it.
There you have it.
Uh-oh.
Would that be like a tranny getting into the ring or something?
Well, that'd be good. We need a good tranny. I said that on air, and that almost got me kicked off. you know, I'd been unsuspended for about 10 minutes when they were, oh, no, he said good training. We're gonna have
I was
it.
Listening, and that's just, that's Chuck.
That's Chuck.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Well, we've got a Neil Mathai. He's actually moved outside from his place of employment.
Yeah, there he is.
Chuck, sorry, couldn't call in the other time. I was in the middle of something. Apologize. but I was laughing.
Guy. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us, tell us about that? I guess that telepathic move last night, where you felt the hand of Chuck.
It was a great group of Patriots, just like said Ben, and it was just an awesome time. And you know what's awesome is traveling with both of you and a whole bunch of Patriots, Peg and everyone else. I mean, you know, we don't need other leadership. We are the de facto government. You know, we are going to stand up for what's right. And this is just an amazing time. And more people agree with us. And we get emails and we get contact. We get information from individuals saying, you're exactly right. How come the Republican Party has no spine? And then I'll turn it over to Chuck and he can explain why they have no spines.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
it's a great thing. And we just keep doing what we're doing. You know?
Yeah, so where are you going tonight?
Tonight we're going to Elizabeth, Colorado. The Elbert County Executive Committee meeting is tonight.
Yeah.
And so we'll go there and share our experiences and tell them why it's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional what's happening to us. And we think
that we'll do well. What's the easier assignment? Where poor Peg and I are going to the Phillies at Beach in Denver. Well, you guys are lollygagging around Elizabeth among a bunch of admirers.
We can
Chuck, you know the story. I'm from Philadelphia. I would have rather have been in Denver, but
I wish I could be with you, man. Tomorrow when we hit the beach, but I'll be in Elbert and Elizabeth, and you guys handle it well. I know you'll do well if you survive.
Yeah.
Give me a report when you.
Yeah, no.
We
know you're going to do an awesome job. You know.
Well, I have to because, as we've said, Julie is out of town at a funeral. That means Rev is going with me. Now, he's getting big enough. Maybe he could be kind of protection. You know, okay, Rev, protect my back. Will you, Rev? Yeah. Make sure none of these Denverites jump
in. Leave him in the car, you know, so it's you've got your getaway driver.
He's a pretty good driver. You should see him with a golf cart.
Yeah.
How many counties are we hitting?
Denver, we have a lot of allies there, Chuck. You know what? I think we've hit them that. I have to double check. We hit some counties multiple times.
Yeah. We have lots of allies in Denver?
Yeah, I think so. They understand that, they just understand that we need to return it back to the Republican Party. I mean, what's the Democrat Party going to do for us? They're not doing anything for Denver, right? So they should understand this is a win-win for them also.
Are those the same Denverites that really wanted to get you removed as Adams County GOP chair?
they could have, but didn't happen.
This is now. I mean, at least I'm going to go back to Blackhawk where, you know.
Oh, that was fun. That was so much fun, you know. We thought we were going to get jumped, but Chuck saved the day.
It wasn't too bad until you took us off the road with your GPS. We started getting way back.
Dueling banjos. Yeah. I mean, you know, Deliverance. it was getting scary for a while. Right.
The banjos.
Oh, you know.
The road.
Chuck, take me to the Rhino counties. That's all. That's where I want to go. If I can go to the Rhino counties, I'm excited. Then you'll see the scary side of a nil.
Oh. I thought we witnessed that a couple of times.
Everybody got to see it at the state convention. That was amazing.
We actually had a guy last night, a former chairman of Pueblo, said that he'd vote for Neil for the chair.
After that speech?
He was probably drunk or something.
Yeah. No, the scariest part was when someone, and she's a patriot, but she said, I want you to run for president. I'm like, what? Yeah. Yeah. You really want me to get assassinated, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
Well, apparently in the rural areas, they think you're the guy who, the black conservative, ran for the state senate, aren't you? And I said, no.
They said, aren't you Rupert? I was like, oh, no. No, it was fun. They're great people. And we're just doing what we can to get them motivated. Because right now, I'll tell you right now, Chuck, you know it, and Ben know it. The Republicans aren't motivated. They don't even care about local elections. And they got to win local elections. They got to get involved. And we've been telling them so long. So we can do this. They just give a little bit of hope.
What's good about the new team, they do recognize that. And as a practical matter, we've had a big success in Westminster. The Herb Acheson, a quote-unquote Republican who loved to walk with Democratic congressmen.
The former.
He decided he'd resign. Once the vote came in that there's going to be a recall vote, he resigned, and they had a battle last night or two nights ago for who'd be mayor pro tem, went 20 votes or something.
No, 70-something.
70? I don't know what it was.
78 rounds. 78 rounds.
Yeah. And somebody cracked. Somebody in the last person's game cracked.
Well, not necessarily. There could have been a payoff, you know.
No, they don't like each other.
No, but Chuck, the question I have is this: how come, you know, with so much support from, you know, Perlmutter and others, how come, you know, the mayor, former mayor, didn't get support from the Democrats? They sold him out so quickly, you know, just like, you know, you can't play wife and mistress at the same time. You think they're going to support him, you know?
Herb really wanted to spend more time with the family. I think that was under Dr. Daughters.
And what I loved, he had, you know, for the picture of him, you know, no longer being mayor, he didn't have his stupid cowboy hat on. I mean, this guy was all hat, no cattle. I mean, he wore this big cowboy hat, and he was about as cowboy as Elton John. I mean, it was just amazing. Just amazing. But he's gone. Yay! Now we've got an emerged candidate, Anita Seitz, who will be running for mayor.
But they've gathered enough to maybe recall her.
No, they've gathered enough for Volz.
Yeah.
Another congressman, city council member. So that vote, I think, will be in about a month. And I'd love to see the Republican Party support that effort. Because if that happens, this isn't why, you know, local elections matter. The reason why everybody's so mad, among other things, is they jacked our water rates up sometimes 10 times. And not because we didn't have enough water, but just so they could, you know, spend a lot more money and maybe provide free water for subsidized housing or whatever else. It's amazing. So that election's coming. I got to call Bruce Brown and figure out when it is. But I think the Republican Party, because the day, if that comes in within, it's about 30 days, all the water rates can be cut by 90% or more. I mean, it would be just great. And the Republican Party would say, there, we did something for people.
Well, I'd like to see them go in and take care of the city manager. That's, I think, is the problem. It lies in that office with that individual.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. And same with the planning department. And
there's a golden parachute there for that guy.
Well, you know, but there are always reasons why you look at contracts, right? And you kind of go, but that's, you haven't operated in good faith. And moreover, this is a multi-year obligation. There's always ways to attack those things.
Employment contracts.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, it really wasn't intended by the legislature that you can only have a 1-year commitment in Colorado. And they go, oh, we'll pay $500,000. We'll pay $1 million. We'll pay you $10 million. I mean, there has to be a limit on it. And why not litigate that? If you have a city hall, you know, they're going to have a new city attorney too, I assume, new city clerk, and some others. But so that's, you know, Westminster can be in Republican hands in within a month. And they can do incredible things for people, the water bill, and become incredibly popular. And those kind of things kind of translate over to county races, to state races, to national races. So those are things that Republicans have to do. They have to show they can make a difference in people's lives.
Well, the three of us, Anil and you and I, are all Westminster residents.
That's
right. We've seen this thing just deteriorate over the years that we've lived here.
Yeah.
So how about a change?
Can we
do any worse?
Well, I think Liz Cheney's show, The Republican of Yesterday, is not going to work anymore. I mean, people are sick and tired of the corrupt nonsense. So this is a great time. We've always said local. and we'll keep fighting for this open primary. But you guys are the Patriots. You're the leaders, and this is awesome, you know, being just with you guys.
I'm the getaway driver. That's just
No.
Well, we're set to go to the May 26th gathering, Republican Women's, and it's Chuck Bono and the other guy, featuring Chuck Bono and the other guy.
We're going to go down and kind of destroy that group.
Which we're good at. All right. Anil has left us. Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't know where he went. I think that was his employer.
Hey, surely. I was just going to say that, he and I will be gathering together here and heading down to Elbert here fairly soon. So we'll have fun down there.
Yeah.
And you'll be heading to Denver. So
I'll be heading to Denver with a 10-year-old in the back screaming and yelling. I haven't told him yet that he's heading for a political. He loves political meetings. Now they're so exciting for a 10-year-old. He's falling asleep. Oh, when is this going to be over? It's not going to be over, Garvin.
Well, you know, if you get a chance, I'd like you to, you and Julie, if you could get the young man down there in Pueblo West. It's a gutter house is the name of it. If you could maybe reach out to him and have him on your show and interview him, I think it'd be entertaining and informative to a lot of the people that this show's about. You know, I know that you're over 120,000 downloads or something like
that. Month,
yeah. Well, so much for that. I killed that.
Well, then one blip. We'll see the steady, then back up.
And Julie, I know that she may be watching here, but it's not me the shaking the table. It's him. You know, and that's what
you know. I wouldn't do that, Julie. I wouldn't shake the table. That never happens.
Two barflies like us. You know, we have elbows on everything. So just remember that. It's not me. It's him.
Here's from Leo. If my water rates went up by that order of magnitude, I wouldn't be lending torches and pitchforks to my neighbors. Why is that not happening in Westminster? Well, for Westminster, it is an amazing process, and it shows you the difference from Republicans and Democrats. So these women who were just outraged by how much their water bills were going up started this very on a very amateurish basis, or grassroots, you might call it. The Adams County Democratic Party tried to destroy them, tried to get their lives, tried to get them fired from their jobs. One of them just backed out, so I can't take this. So they play for death stakes, the Democrats do, if you try to go up against them.
Don't forget Bruce Baker was involved in that as well.
Well, Bruce
a good guy.
Bruce is a great guy. But Bruce, you know, he's been battle tested but he was not really one of the leaders necessarily at the beginning. But when they put on enormous pressure on the leadership, he stepped up and said, "Well, I'll take the heat. You know, I'm used to it. I'll take the heat." And he has. And
so, these ladies that they made, a Herculean effort here to get this done, and they did it. And God love them, because this needed to happen. This is
and then the city did, because this is what they always do. They just figured out a way to deny huge chunks of petition is based on the fact that it had a cover sheet or some really totally.
But
BS.
My understanding is that they just recently went out and canvassed. I think the city clerk declared that there was something like 30 some odd people short to do the recall for Anita Zeitz, and so they went out and canvassed with a notary in hand to make certain that those people that she rejected were in fact the ones who signed those petitions, and they got that handled. That just happened just here recently.
Must have been very recently. I haven't heard that yet. Yeah. We don't really have a paper up here.
There's an opening there for you.
That's right, because it's so much money. It's a wild money maker.
It'd be like Weekly Reader.
That's right. From Mark again, check I support your 10-year-old for governor in 2040. Teach him well at the meetings that you take him to. I will. I've got to get him into martial arts so he can.
That's right. Yeah, protect his dad.
Protect his old dad.
Yeah.
From the masses.
Well, he just comes off with some great shots here. You know.
Yeah.
That's what. It's so much fun to be with him and Anil. I just quietly sit and drive, and I don't have much to say. So I just
always do, but we just crack each other up, so we're laughing all the way down and all the way back.
That's right.
Which makes it a lot of fun when you go on these.
It's a righteous thing that we're doing. You know, it is truly something that we have to do. It's ingrained in us. We have to fight, and that's the only way to do it, is get out and talk to people. Yeah, that's what you guys got to do out there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's absolutely right, and that's why people like Liz Cheney. The Liz Cheneys have been trolling the Republican Party in Colorado for 40, 50 years, and they just think every Democratic idea is great, especially on how we ought to conduct general elections, our own elections, whatever election it is. And then they always get Dick Wadham and go, oh, that's a great idea by the Dems. I mean, the Dems have done it again. It is the lack of fight in the Republican Party is always just shocking.
Yeah.
It's just shocking. And you know, they're still out there. They're down in Pueblo, not the chair down there is great in her group, but the Peg Miltons and the Wayne Williams and all the rest of them. It's just, they got you Dominion voting machines, and they're great. You know, you can trust them.
The gold standard.
The gold standard.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they're so confident about that, why are they fighting so hard to keep from anybody taking a screwdriver, opening it up, and to check to see if there really is a wireless modem chip embedded on the motherboards?
Well, because, as I said, it would invalidate our democracy. It would threaten our democracy if you found out that it was fair or not fair.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is the amount of
but they did find that in Antrim County, Michigan. They did take it apart, there it was. So the Michigan people declared that was implanted by the person that they had hired to do the forensic analysis. And lo and behold, there it was. And the attorney up there happened to get into the county records and found that the modem chip, the wireless modem chip, was ordered by the county clerk.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. You know, I see this as, we have serious problems here in the United States, that we have a group of idiots that are running our country right now who are completely convinced that they can control a group of lunatics in another country. And then we have a third group that is devious, deceptive, diabolical, and they're the Chinese, and they're willing to kill both groups.
I thought it was the Cheney group, the Decepticons.
Who knows? You know, there might be a subgroup in there. But that group is willing to kill the other two groups because they think they're morons. And we just happen to be trapped between all of them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at.
All right. Well, it's gone fast. It's been great having Ben co-hosting with us. Julie will be back.
Our last show.
It's great having him. And now I've got to go pick up Rev and announce to him he gets to go to a political meeting for 3 or 4 hours tonight.
He's going to be so excited.
Oh, he said, gee, thanks, Dad. Yes. That's great. Forget my birthday. You know, this is my birthday for me. Or Christmas.
Holes in the drywall when he gets home.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, I just hope that you and Anil have a good time, Elizabeth, all the nice people up there.
We're going to. And I wish you the best as well. You can just do a drive-by down there.
Just wave to them. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. And we'll see you on Party Friday.